Well, actually, we did not increase troop presence. We still have the same number of troops that were there before. We only intensified our patrols. We intensified our patrols, and we also intensified the restriction to movements across the border so that at least we can control the Ebola situation there.
What are the prospects of this intensified efforts to contain this Ebola spread or infection rate across the borders? What are the prospects?
Well, we realize that over the period, you know, there has been a surge in the cases of Ebola in those areas. I may bring the example of Kailaon district area, the area close to the Liberian border. There was relative improvement in that area in terms of infections, but because of the cross-border activities, we realize that of late there has been a surge, a resurgence of cases, you know. So that is why we think if we restrict movement and intensify our security patrols, it will help a lot.
Recently, we heard reports that Liberia has opened its border and that many Sierra Leoneans who are living in Liberia, possibly exposed to the Ebola disease, could be crossing to the border. Is there any measure, a containment measure of testing people across the border?
Yeah, because they had to return back home. They brought in a lot of, a lot of infected persons, and we had a surge in the cases of Ebola, especially in that area, in that border area. So because of that, we have decided to restrict the movement in and out until, because there are plans to construct, you know, a central screening point at that border area. There are plans. Until that screening point is constructed, we will not allow movement across the border again.
What about the borders with other neighboring countries?
Yeah, sure. The border with Guinea as well. As you may be aware, it is Liberia and Guinea had initially started this kind of, increase in security presence. They had initially started it. So we are just following suit to at least to complement the effort of stopping this cross-border, spread of this Ebola virus.